We get new Nobel Prizes in about a week. For that, they always give out the Ig Nobel Prizes for people who studied things that really didn't need to be studied. The winner this year was a scientist from Egypt who did a study on whether wearing different types of pants would affect the sex lives of rats. So he made them wear tiny little pants to wear. Yes, different types, like
boot cut jeans.
Well, just as far as fabric is concerned, we don't have whether or not the bell bottoms did anything. But as far as we know, there was absolutely no effect.
How do you get to be the rat that's in that study rather than like the cigarette study?
No, that the rats was probably psyched. Like, all right, I just have to wear pants and can't bone for a little bit. That's
fine. Polyester pants.
Also, a winner, a team from New Zealand ran a study to determine if rocks have personalities, or at least if people think rocks have different personalities, and apparently we do, but we don't know what to do with that information.
You know how to treat your pet rock, what to call it.
Right.
Yeah. What they like to do.
Well, this one is igneous, of course, so no, it does not enjoy long walks on the beach.
Right.
Obviously.
No.
Like rock concerts.
Scientists in Germany found if you have an itch on the left side of your body, you can look in the mirror and scratch that spot on the right side to relieve it. All right, hold on. Let's think about that. That's kind of interesting. Wait, hold on. But if you look in the mirror, is your left side actually your right side? And therefore you're scratching it?
Oh my God. This is the study?
Study out of Belgium asked 1,000 liars how often they lie. And then the scientists believed the results and published them.
Oh, the irony.
A British scientist spent the past year trying to get a better understanding of animals by living in the wilderness, wearing costumes and prosthetics, and trying to mimic goats, deer, badgers, foxes, and more. We don't have a result on whether or not he actually got a deeper understanding of what it meant to be one of those animals, or what it was
he
like.
He lived through the ordeal, though.
So I want to be a part of that study.
And finally, Japanese scientists ran a study that found things look different when you bend over and look at them through your legs.
Ooh, everything is so different. Oh, there's a twig and berry everywhere.
Everything is upside down.
Everything upside down? Oh, and a dingleberry too. Oh, everywhere.
Vaguely racist. But sort an important of. Study for sure. All right.